Hi, is Austin there?
Yeah, this is Austin.
Hey, Austin, what's up? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, who's this?
Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
I think you probably have the wrong number.
No, I don't think I do. I think I'm talking to the right guy.
No, I honestly don't know who you are. I think you've got the wrong number, probably.
No, I think I have the right number. I think I really need to speak with you about something.
All right. What does a radio show need to talk to me about?
Well, it's about a date that you recently went on with one of our listeners. Her name is Andrea, and she actually emailed us asking if we could get you on the phone.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Emailed a radio station trying to get me on the phone?
Yes, it's a segment we do on our show called The Second Date Update. Andrea is wondering why you haven't been returning any of her phone calls.
Wait, so she emailed you and asked you to call me to ask me why I didn't call her back?
Yes.
This is something that you guys do for your listeners?
Yep, it is. It's kind of a public service for them. And it's a learning situation. You know, they get to hear what they did wrong on a date, so they don't hopefully do it again.
And she really wanted you to call me?
Mm-hmm. Because she likes you. Should she know why you're not calling her back? Is this something that should be obvious to her?
I don't know. I don't think it would be obvious to her, to be honest with you, no.
Okay, well, she seemed nice when we talked to her about the date.
Oh, she's perfectly pleasant. And okay. I think she's a nice girl.
Are you just not attracted to her or something?
Yeah.
She's very attractive. You know, there's just, again, there was just some weird things that happened on the date that just made me not feel like we really should hang out again.
Can I tell you what she thinks it is and you tell me if I'm right or wrong?
Sure. If you want to go ahead, that's fine.
She thinks that you're not calling her back because she didn't know who Martin Scorsese, is and can't pronounce his name.
I mean, yeah, it was pretty wild. All right, maybe you don't know him, but you at least know some of his movies. You know, like Gangs of New York's pretty recent, or The Departed won an Oscar. You know, at least pronounce his name right after I teach you. Come on.
It's usually pretty easy to say a name after you've heard it.
Oh, when we talked to her,
when we talked to her, we tried to say it to her too. She still couldn't get it.
Yeah.
She thinks that's why you're not calling her back.
But come on,
Is that the reason?
She can't pronounce a name.
It was pretty strange, but it's not the reason.
Okay, can you tell us what the reason is then?
So I take her to this restaurant, and it's a pretty nice restaurant. We get brought to our table, and the waitress pulls out the chair for her to sit down at the table, and she hops up on the chair, like feet on the chair, standing on the chair,
what?
In the middle of the restaurant. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Did you say she like stood on the chair?
Yeah, like literally put her feet, like stood 3 feet over everybody who was standing, stood on the chair because she said that the view from up there was breathtaking and she needed to take a picture for Instagram.
So she sat
on the chair and took a picture of like the restaurant room with like some windows in the background showing the view that we could see. From standing on her, it was embarrassing. It was one of the most embarrassing things. This is an expensive restaurant we went to.
Maybe she's never been to a nice restaurant before, and she was just like shocked to be there.
I'd be embarrassed to be there with her standing on the chair at a McDonald's.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't know. I was trying to help justify it for you somehow.
It's cute. She gets excited about beautiful things.
No, and I agree. Like if Andrea had only done it once, that would have been one thing. But this odd Instagram behavior just kept happening and happening. For example, we're leaving the restaurant and she stops in the middle of us leaving. It's like, I really need to take a picture with this view in the background. So she like literally basically throws me her phone and runs over to the window and she gets into like this weird like yoga pose basically where she's got her leg behind her head and she's grabbing it with the other side arm. And I'm sitting on someone's table while they're eating trying to take a picture of her for Instagram doing a yoga pose in a restaurant in front of these windows. Like I said, it was weird. I don't want to go on a date with someone and be their professional Instagram photographer.
Come on. You don't want to add that to your list of job duties that you can do? Like special skills section on your resume. I'm a photographer.
Maybe if she was going to pay me for it, but the fact that I'm paying for dinner, I'm picking her up. We're going out on my dime, and I'm also her photographer for her pictures by herself. Give me a break. I don't need this in my life.
You know what else is kind of annoying?
What's that?
She's actually on the other line listening right now and wants to talk to you.